Good morning. It is 8:47 now at WFIR. Time for Ask the Expert. My guest this morning, Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust. Morning, Don. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Real good.
Good. Good to talk with you, Don. Now, Don, there has been much discussion surrounding monuments recently in the news. Let's talk about the importance of monuments and memorialization as they refer to Evergreen Memorial Trust properties, Don.
Yep. When Evergreen was laid out in 1916 by the famous Hare and Hare firm, they designed the lots with central family monuments and identified the lot. And those took the place of what used to be called the tombstones, the individual markers. So mm-hmm. Evergreen Memorial Trust properties are known for their variety of monuments that are marking family lots. There's all different sizes and shapes and colors. You know, they're all granite, but they have unique carvings on them, some paternal emblems in some cases, religious emblems, other memorialization that shows hobbies. It's just a unique way and a traditional way to mark a family lot. It helps you find the lot. It's a great landmark to have a family monument. And it just keeps the family all together when you've got the central family lot and the whole family buried around it.
Speaking with Don Wilson at Evergreen Memorial Trust this morning, Ask the Expert. You know, last week, Don, we talked about mausoleum and tomb the last time we were together. But Evergreen Memorial Trust properties are also known for their many family monuments, as you mentioned. But tell us, Don, how that practice of memorialization has evolved over the years.
Well, it's evolved over the years. We've got a new way of memorializing, and we take photographs, and they're cast in bronze onto the memorial. It's really a beautiful way of memorialization and tells the story. You know, sometimes maybe you've heard the story about the dash, between the dates. And the dash is the life that was lived, and the dash doesn't itself tell what transpired in that individual's life. So with these photographs cast into the bronze, it's just an easy, beautiful way to tell stories through photographs that are cast into the bronze.
Now, Don, other than the memorials and monuments that you've already mentioned, do you have any other types of monuments that are available to families?
We have two historical monuments at Evergreen. We have a Confederate Veterans Monument that was erected in 1938, and we dedicated our flagpole to the Shuttle Challenger astronauts in 1986. Prior to that, Evergreen didn't have a flagpole. And that flagpole has stood since 1986. It's a beautiful monument, historical monument that we have there.
Well, Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust, before we let you go today, if you would tell our listeners about your planning guide and how they might be able to reach you if they have any questions.
Sure. You can reach us at on the web at evergreenmemorialtrust.com. You can stop by any of our offices and get our historical walking tour brochure. This will show some of the famous graves and some of the historical monuments that we have at our park. You can reach us at 342-2593.
Okay, and evergreenmemorialtrust.com. Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust on Ask the Expert. Thank you, Don, and we'll talk again in just a couple of weeks.
Very good. Thanks, Joey.
This has been Ask the Expert this morning, WFIR.